The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo. Brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise. Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. We have the flagship station for all of Salem Media and proud to be 50,000 watts screaming out of New York. But around the country, more and more people listen online at am970theanswer.com. We love you listening. I know you're down there, Texas. We love you in Florida, certainly. You know, South Carolina, North Carolina. North Carolina got us up and running. We appreciate that. Dr. Ian Smith, we're so excited that Dr. Smith is back. This guy is awesome. Awesome. Best-selling author, TV personality, physician. Yeah, any questions for Dr. Smith? I'll try not to hog the whole time Dr. Smith is with us. 877-970-2999. Dr. Ian, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you with us always.
Hey, Joe, thanks so much for coming back. Let me come back. It's awesome, and I love your energy, man. I love it.
Oh, thank you, man. I love you on with Rachel Ray. You're great. You went on. Is she delayed a day, Ian, when she goes on? Is it the next day that you're on? I saw you on. I can't remember if I saw you the day. You were right. You were in Chicago, right to New York, right on our show, my brother. This was great.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, the last show that we taped, my new book, Mind Over Weight, was the subject of it. And so we had actually taped that back in early March. I was in New York in early March.
Wow.
And so she tapes, and she typically runs like 7 to 10 days later. But
right,
then
right,
COVID
right,
happened.
Right.
And so everyone left the studios, so they couldn't edit the show. So what's funny is I'm getting messages on my Instagram. People are saying, Dr. Ian, you're not socially distancing. I saw you on Rachel Ray. You were standing next to each other. But they don't realize it was taped way back in early March.
That's great, man. Oh, I got it. Listen, we love it. The book Mind Over Weight, which I absolutely love. Tell us about that. This is the brightest concept toward weight reduction and staying in shape that I've ever seen, Dr. Ian Smith. Mind Over Weight. Tell us about it, please.
Joe, let me explain something to you. People have to understand that losing weight or being healthy does not start with the actual nutrition plan or the exercise plan. It has to start in the 6 inches between your ears. It's all about the mind. When you look at, let's leave weight loss for a second. When you look at people who are most successful, whether it's an actor, a comedian, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever, the consistent thing you will learn from them is their mindset. It's mindset. It's where their mind is.
Yeah.
The ability to face difficulties and still emerge, to continue to believe in themselves when they get after they get rejected, to address adversity and face it head on and not be afraid of it. This is all mindset. And so people try to lose weight, which is not easy. I'm first one to tell you it's not easy. But they try to lose weight. They have good intentions. They're excited about it, but their mind's not in the right place. So I wanted to write this book to let people know, I don't care what plan you choose. It does not matter.
Yeah.
You have to start with a book like this so your mind will allow you to capitalize and maximize your performance.
I love it, man. How did you? Now, you were never overweight. You're in pristine shape. You were not overweight, were you?
No, but I was always just lucky because I was an athlete, right? So
I wasn't
an athlete because I wanted to stay in shape. I love sports. I'm a big competitor. I was one of the lucky ones who loved physical activity, loved exercise.
Yeah,
now, when I got older and started realizing, wow, this is great for my life that I happen to be lucky to be in there. But it wasn't like I had some clairvoyant, you know, a moment as a child where I said, I'm going to be fit for the rest of my life. No, I just kind of was – it's just how I lived, you know, and I kept it that way when I realized how important it was for me from a health perspective.
And the 30-day clean and lean diet that you actually have, I mean, what are some of the highlights of that, you know, regular people could understand, Doc?
Yeah, listen, the idea is this. We as a country are too dependent on processed foods. These are foods that...
I got a Pop-Tart next to me, brother. See, I've
There it is right there. That's in fact, that's one of my cases. The classic example is a Pop-Tart. They taste good. You miss them.
Yeah.
But, Joe, let me tell you something. You get the packaging of that Pop-Tart and read all the stuff that's in there. Stuff you can't even pronounce, right?
So, I know.
Listen, I'm not trying to tell people that they have to eat perfectly, but I'm trying to say you got to remember something about food. Food is really your medicine, right? Food is what really fuels you. It's your fuel. So if you're putting bad fuel into your body over and over and over again, not just occasionally is fine, but if you're putting bad fuel over and over again, you know what's going to happen? Your organs break down, your blood vessels don't work as well, and you wear the body's machinery out. That's just what happens. So in Clean and Lean, I combine cleaner eating, which means less processed ingredients, but tasty food. The food is great. You get tons of food on the program, but I'm also going to add a little intermittent fasting in there for you to help you increase your fat burn and reduce your belly fat. So people typically lose about 12 pounds in 4 weeks on it. That's really successful for a lot of people. But here's what my best thing I love. People have said to me of all my plans, Clean and Lean is the easiest one I've ever written. I love that.
Yeah, no, it is great. And would you put exercise in it? I mean, are you? And we talked about this before. How you went heavy back in the day, as I did. By the way, you know what, Ian? When I worked out heavy in the day, man, people think I was all juiced up, which of course I wasn't. I'm so anti-drug, and plus, I could never put that stuff in my body. You know, as a cancer survivor, I had thyroid cancer, as I told you, in 81 and everything. But when I was hitting it heavy, I had back problems, man. My shoulders hurt all the time, you know. But I was hitting it heavy. Ian, I was a monster in the gym.
Yeah, we were young. Now, I'm still lifting a lot of weight, but I'm lifting it in a smarter way. I'm being smarter about it, right? I'm not squatting, 315 pounds, right? That's ridiculous. I mean, your lower back can't take that, right? Okay, so put 225 on or something like that and just do some nice, good form. But I really think it's about, as we age for all of us, you wonder who lives longer and who lives better. Let me tell you who lives longer and better. People who take care of the machine. And by that I mean they get it serviced, like your car. When you get your car serviced, when you don't beat it up and drive too fast and brake, when you really take care of the body's machine, you live longer and you live better. You have less aches, less pains. And so part of what I try to do in all my books is give people a blueprint for living better, not perfectly. Joe, you will never see me or hear me say you must eat perfectly. No. You have to do things in moderation. But if you make small improvements, Joe, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, it's well said. Now, do you do machines mostly? We chatted about this briefly before, Dr. Smith. When you go into the gym, are you machines or are you a free weight kind of guy mostly?
I'm a hybrid. I would say it's probably 60% free weights. For those who don't know, that's lifting dumbbells and barbells. So I'm 60% that, and then I do 40% machines. The beauty of machines is that machines are very good ergonomically. By that I mean it aligns your body properly, so it reduces risk of injury. That's the beauty of machines. Free weight, you have to be careful. If you don't know how to lift a free weight properly, you can definitely lead to injury. So I want to tell people free weights are great. You just may need some instruction in the beginning, or start light. On my Instagram page, by the way, my Instagram page is at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. I have little videos, exercise videos you can follow along with me. But start light, and then as you get, more experience, then you increase your weight.
Yeah, no, the Instagram page is great. You are great like that. It's so common sense. And I love, you know what I love about you, Dr. Smith? You're so knowledgeable and you're such in pristine shape, like I said, but you get it for the regular person, man. You get what the rest of us are going through, which leads me to my next question, if I may, Ian. You're locked down. You're in the house. You're frustrated, man. People have anxiety. They cannot wait to get out, And we're in Jersey. We got an attitude anyway in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? We're in New York, man. We don't want to hear it. It's like, get me out of here. What's your advice to somebody locked down? And we see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we can't get there. What's the best way to keep your sanity, Dr. Smith?
Let me give you some perspective. Look at this
Please.
Lens, okay?
Yes, sir.
Giant Stadium in Jersey seats about 82,000 people. By next week or a couple of weeks, the entire stadium worth of people would have died in America. So imagine that stadium being full and the people just vanishing. Okay? Wow. So we have to really, even if we don't know anyone personally who's died or been afflicted, we have to really be honest and respect the numbers. These numbers, Joe, are outrageous. You're talking 67,000. This morning, it's about 67,000 Americans are gone. And they said that the average life expectancy for the people who've left us would have been at least 10 more years. Cut short. You know how much 10 years is? Cut short because of this virus. So when I see images of people not socially distancing, there's a story where there was a Family Dollar, I think it was Michigan or somewhere, where the security guard was enforcing the rules, a governmental rule that you have to wear masks now in stores, very smart, just to protect all of us. And they came back and shot the guy because he told the lady to wear a mask. Yeah. What's going on, Joe? What is wrong with people? Like, America, I believe, personally, I know I'm ever biased, I think we're the greatest country for all kinds of reasons. And I've traveled extensively, and there are a lot of other great countries. But I love America. I love my fellow Americans. I don't care what your political affiliation is. I love Americans. I love America. But please, we have got to be smarter than this. We're throwing away lives, Joe. People are so impatient. And I was saying to my mother the other day on the phone, I said, Mom, if people would just give up a little time, just a little bit, and settle down and be calm, we'll get through this. We'll go back. We'll have a new normal, though. We'll have a new normal, but we'll get back to things opening up. But, guys, don't rush it. Don't rush it. Are your nails worth that? Do you need a haircut that badly that you want to risk? Come on, guys. I mean, we just have to use common sense.
What about this, Doc, too? Because I've been talking about this morning. Some of the experts we've spoken to have indicated that some doctors might be inaccurately reporting deaths as COVID-related. You know, so remember the CDC had a paper out yesterday, Doc, that I was talking about, where they readjusted it. They weren't sure if it was pneumonia, and it came down to like 37. What are your thoughts about that, if indeed that's the case?
Well, this is the problem. The problem is that we are fighting something that we have no idea what it really is.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so everyone is kind of doing the best they can. So, for example, they're finding that people, their first presenting symptoms are a stroke. It's not coughing or shortness of breath. It's a stroke. They had a stroke first. So we don't know. I mean, the public has to be patient with the scientists. Yeah. This is a fluid situation. You know what I mean? So nothing is locked in stone yet. Give us another 6 months for us to do the real scientific work, which is to really study what we have. But what bothers me is when people jump to conclusions and they try to create sensational headlines, that's not helping. That is not helping people. You know, you look at a place like Georgia. Georgia opens up, and it had the highest number of deaths the same week it opens up. I don't understand it. If I said to you, Joe, you walk into that building's on fire. I said, Joe, if you walk in there, you're going to get burned alive.
Yeah.
That's what I offer you, and you decide to walk in there. What can I do? I don't know what to do. It's just very sad and frustrating.
What about FDA? They now approved the result of the Gilead drug. I've been talking about it. We talked about it with a Dr. Stephen Greer a couple months ago, Remdesivir. Are you optimistic about that and about the hydroxychloroquine in the Z-Pack? That seems to have some good results. We've talked to people on the show, Ian, and that has helped them immensely. What are your thoughts about these drugs?
Well, here's the thing. The beauty of this is that we are seeing early signs that the antiviral, for sure, it's showing good early signs that it could be effective. But like a lot of experts are saying, and what the layperson doesn't understand, it takes months, almost a couple of years, before you really have all the data. I know people are anxious. I know we need some kind of treatment now, so we're trying to accelerate it. But, you know, haste makes waste. You don't want to go too fast, because then you could be saying that this is effective when really it's not effective, or you don't know all the side effects, right? Yeah, it may be effective, but it may kill your liver. It may kill your kidney. So we have to let the true scientists, the researchers, do their work. They're under great pressure, but they're great, great scientists. Let them do their work, and let's not force or push them to give answers that we want. That's the key. The beauty of science is supposed to be objective. Science says these are the facts and only the facts. You can't allow politicians or people's agendas push scientists. It's not going to benefit any of us, by the way. Do you want a drug that someone says works, and the only reason why they said that is because someone either paid them or they pushed them to say that? No. You want a drug, Joe, that when you take it, you have good confidence that it's going to be effective as it's claimed to be. And so that's the key. Now, listen, here's the other part of it. I hope we get a vaccine. We don't know if we're going to get a vaccine. Everyone keeps saying we'll have a vaccine by the end of the year. Joe, we don't know. There are tons of viruses that we can't develop vaccines for. We haven't been able to do it yet. So it's very possible that we may never have a vaccine for COVID. This is a reality we're going to have to face. Obviously, I hope it's not the case, but we have to face that reality, and we have to figure out what our plans B, what our plan C. How do we get kids back in school in a situation where we have to socially distance? We got to start thinking about this now rather than think that we're going to have this miracle cure-all. That's not the way to think about it.
Yeah, probably best way, like you've been saying, Doc, build up your immune system, like we've been saying on the radio. Dr. Ian Smith, best-selling author, TV personality. I'm looking at Instagram. You got to go on Instagram. It's a doctor spelled out, Dr. Ian Smith, on Instagram right there. The book, Mind Overweight and Clean and Lean. I love this Clean and Lean diet. I got to check out.
I'm going to send you one. No, forget about it. I'm going to send you one. You're going to love it. Trust me.
I love that. Like, kind of just chicken, you can eat meat. It's not a vegan.
Oh, yeah. You got chicken. You got fish. It's not. Mm. It's people think all diets are about eating rabbit food. No, clean and lean takes food that you can have a little pork if you want. It takes regular food, but I teach you how to eat it in a cleaner way so you don't have all those calories and sugar and fat.
I'm putting down this Pop-Tart, man. I'm smelling the Pop-Tart.
Wait, no. Take your last one. Listen. Take your last one. Finish it. It's there. And then your mindset says, you know what? If I'm going to have a Pop-Tart, I'll have one every 2 weeks.
All right, you got it. Beautiful, man. Ian, you're the best. We love you, Ian. God bless you.
We're following you.
We love you, man, and God bless. And thanks for joining us, Dr.
All
Ian Smith
safe.
Right there.
Talk to you soon.
All right, my friend, thank you. This guy is like, he's like an Adonis, and I'm like eating Pop-Tart, for God's sake. Lean and Mean, and the book is Mind Over Weight, by the way, from Dr. Ian Smith, all-around great guy. Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, speaking of which, helping your body help itself. Debbie Duhame's out there, 921. I think I'll take, don't tell Dr. Smith I got my Pop-Tart in. My s'mores Pop-Tart. I'm the worst. Am I the worst? I'm the worst.
We all have weaknesses. I had chocolate chip cookies yesterday.
Ooh, there it is. Oh,
stay away from
Lord.
Chocolate. And I can't. Oh,
once in a while.
So
that
tough.
Dr.
So
Smith
tough.
Says once in a while. Once in a while. We got it. Right, Deb? Oh, my Lord.
Right. Balance. You got to balance it out, right? good morning, Joe. Thank you. Let's go out to Vets Highway, Joe, getting out to 111 and Hop Hog. They're just cleaning up an accident over there. Now, I'm still seeing some volume on the Cross Bronx West at 3rd Avenue, a stalled vehicle. That was just cleared out of the way. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head over to the Staten Island Expressway westbound, getting right out toward Highland Boulevard. Looks like some ongoing construction. Two lanes remain blocked. Looks like we have a serious accident as you head to Route 1 at Dean's Lane, getting down through South Brunswick. Looks like all lanes are subject to closure. It's an overturned vehicle. It happened on the northbound side, but the southbound side is closed as well. Medevac going to the scene here on Route 1 in South Brunswick with that really serious accident. Also, the eastbound side of 78 at the Garden State Parkway, it's ongoing construction. 17 East and Harriman, ongoing construction there. Sunday today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, you know, speaking of building up your immune system, it's why I take Balance of Nature. You know, I do. I'll have the Pop-Tart for crying out loud, you know, but I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables, and I know you don't either. That's why we suggest, respectfully, Balance of Nature. It's not a clinical study or anything, but it works great for me. It builds up your immune system. I've always learned that. You know, you need fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature is 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's all it is. In a vegetarian capsule, tens of thousands of vital nutrients. And that's why when you call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, you'll get free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggie. Balance of Nature, the best defense against any virus, like we were just talking about, is your own strong immune system. And if you can eat the Pop-Tart, like I will have occasionally, you could be sure I'm going to take my Balance of Nature to even it out, man. I want to build up my immune system, and I do it with Balance of Nature, and you can too. I worry about you. We want you to start your journey to a better health today by calling 800-246-8751. I've been telling you about Balance of Nature for a long time. I know you always ask me when I see you, hey, Joe, does Balance of Nature really work? You know what? For me, it's been miraculous, and I think it will do the same for you. 800-246-8751. 751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, please, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough is emphatic that antibody testing increases yesterday.
We need to expand that antibody testing nationwide yesterday. This country has a right, deserves to be back at work, deserve to have their lives back. My kids deserve to have their friends back, because what we've been told simply is not true.
Kevin McCullough Radio, heard weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes.
What is America to me?
This pandemic has been very tough on all of us. It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances and families. It's also brought out some of the best in people. We have seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. If you know someone who fits the bill, let us know. Tell us their stories. Tell us who deserves to be recognized. And we just might feature them on our show. Leave Frankie Five Boroughs a message, 816-8 Morano, 816-866-7266. Tell us which everyday hero deserves some special recognition. You can also reach us online at am970theanswer.com.
But especially the people that's America.
I'm Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio. You're non-essential New Jersey celebrity Joe Piscopo on the radio, 926 on AM 970, The Answer. Eric Mitchell, political commentator, Marine veteran, CEO of Life Flip Media. Hey, Mr. Marine, thank you for your service, sir. Welcome back to the show, Eric. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. We're good. We're fired up, you know. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. But between you and I, Eric, I'm getting restless. I'm getting restless. You know what I mean? I'm saying I'm ready to get out there, and then I'm going to go out there. Like, I was going out, like, once a week, go shopping or something. Now I'm going out, like, twice a week, Eric. How about that, huh? Am I a daredevil or what? Come on. I put, you know, put my hazmat suit on. I go out there, man. Eric,
I'm
tell us about
you.
You know what I'm saying? It's time to get out there. Oh, little by little. I understand, you know, the disease, the problem with the virus, as it were. But little by little, we got to turn it around because this is getting crazy. Hey, tell us about Life Flip Media before we get into the issues of the day. That's your company.
Sure.
What does that do? What do you guys do?
So we help manage athletes and celebrities, for helping them from everything from getting media placement to helping them with their endorsement contracts. So you'll see some of our folks, even last week, we had a couple of our athletes featured on, like, the main page of Nike above, like, huge guys like Russ Wilson.
Wow.
So
wow.
That's what we do. So we do fun placement like that and just get
cool.
Our – I mean, these are not the top tier. Okay, they're top tier. I shouldn't say that. But they're high-level athletes, but then there's,
yeah,
like,
sure.
The all-star athletes. So, you know, the next level down kind of guys that are just up and coming, doing a great job. It's been fun spending a lot of time with those guys during the lockout. A lot of video gaming. I've never seen people play so many video games in my life.
That's great. Life Flip Media. Do anything for radio shows by chance?
Of course we do. Anything for you, so you know that.
Your favorite morning show. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about sport. How about sports? Don Shula, what a class act, man. All those years. Rest his soul, huh? I mean, your thoughts about the passing, about the legendary NFL coach there. But yes, Eric.
Just tragic, you know, just a loss, right? Obviously, he was, you know, in his 90s, but, you know, Don Shula, just a great, and still one of the greatest things that he holds is the undefeated record completely all the way through, which means you even have to win in the Super Bowl to go undefeated, and he holds that. And, I mean, in his wins record, Belichick is close to him, but almost still 100 wins away, and I don't even know if Bill's going to play, you know, coach another 100 games, so Shula's legacy will live on. Just, you know, an amazing human being and an even fabulous football coach.
Yeah, it's so true, you know. Hey, so we're hearing a lot of reports out of the VA about a lack of personal protective equipment. I mean, I know you deal with veterans a lot, and you're a veteran yourself, man, and we appreciate your service to the country. What the heck is going on, and why can't they get a handle on this nursing home? And with the VAs up in Massachusetts, we at that soldier's home, we lost so much, man. What can we do to turn this around, do you think, Eric?
You know, it's sitting the equipment. I actually think they were ignored, which is weird to see that the VA is ignored. And actually hearing those reports are saying that a lot of these nurses and personnel are actually, what the heck? Hold on. Sorry, was that? Well, I have beeping sounds in my ear. It's not good. But the VA actually has reported that they're reusing the same mask, and they've asked for help and gone ignored. Now, this isn't anything new to anybody who's ever served and been part of the VA. I don't know where the communication continues to, falter here within our world with the VA. This is ongoing from administration to administration. Sending the equipment, I think it's a little too late now, and now they're getting it because now we have a surplus of it as our country starts to bounce back. But for them to go ignored, you speak of the VA down in Massachusetts. I know on the West Coast there's been several where we've lost 50 to 100 veterans. And, Joe, the biggest thing that just really slaps you in the face is you read the stories of some of these old timers of the greatest generation ever.
Yeah,
survived the beaches of Normandy and Iwo Jima, only to have some annoying virus kick them out. And it's not the virus that killed them. It's the lack of support. The lack of, sending support to these folks going, oh, oops, there's an outbreak. We should probably do something about it. I mean, I think at the end of the day, when we look back, the retirement homes were the worst hit. And, you look at the outbreaks from where this started in Washington State to Massachusetts. And, there's been a couple other retirement homes throughout it, with the one in New Jersey.
Andover.
It's crazy.
There's got to be. And then they said, I didn't like the way government said, they're going to make them not be liable, the nursing homes. Are you kidding me? You caused those deaths. You should be. Not only should they be liable, the politicians should be liable for not being aware of that as well. The politicians walk away, and they walk away scot-free. Hey, before we let you go, Eric, I want to ask you, and again, forgive me for leaning on your military service, which we so appreciate it, but apparently the Navy SEALs are working on finding an American contractor who was kidnapped in Afghanistan. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, absolutely. As of last week, they did a reconnaissance mission, recovered some of his personal belongings. They are still looking for this contractor that's out there. We don't know where he just disappeared into the night. No ransom has been sent, but the SEALs are actively pursuing, looking for this American who we're just going to protect his name right now. But they are actively searching for this American that's out there. It's crazy what's going on. And then we're hearing this morning, just came to me, that Israel did an airstrike into Syria this morning because, of course, Iran and some Iraqis are over there, of course, up to no good. Israel's had to take care of those matters. But yes, this operation to recover this American has been well underway for a few weeks. It happened, again, something that's happened under the cover of coronavirus, kind of fits in the same storyline, Joe, of the Iranian gunboats harassing our Navy, right? Oh. A couple weeks ago, the president.
Didn't you love President Trump? President Trump goes, we're going to blow him out of the water. I mean, how cool was that? I mean, I'm sorry.
I love it.
Eric Mitchell, thanks, my brother. God bless you. Thanks for your service, Eric. We'll talk again, my friend. Eric Mitchell, CEO of Life Flip Media, the new agent for the morning show here on AM 970. The Answer. Come on. Hey, 933, the one, the only. Speaking of spectacular athletes, legendary athletes, Rod Gilbert is a personal friend. He's the all-time leading scorer for the New York Rangers. Magnificent guy and one of the greatest athletes ever in the world in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And he's going to join us. He's got a special thing he wants to tell you about that they're doing with the Rangers at Madison Square Garden that will help first responders. We love Rod for always stepping up in that regard. So Rod Gilbert coming up. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news. It's 9:33 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
49 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Dow is up just a shy under a quarter of a percent in early trading. Dow up right now just about 300 points, 296 points to be exact. with the market just opening about 4 minutes ago. Jersey Shore towns looking to reopen beaches by Memorial Day can expect some guidance from the state. Governor Murphy says soon he'll lay out some suggestions, like limiting parking capacity to 50% or issuing beach badges to prevent overcrowding. But towns cannot legally restrict beach access to just residents. The governor says whether to reopen the beach is left up to each town to decide. And the 69th National Day of Prayer is this Thursday. Due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak, the Southern Baptist Convention is asking Americans to join in on a nationwide remote prayer gathering. The SBC is calling for a spiritual awakening, revival, and specifically for prayer for seven centers of influence. The seven centers of influence are government, military, media and arts, business, education, church, and family. This year's theme for the National Day of Prayer is Pray God's Glory Across the Earth. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. 17 eastbound, slowing down through 130A, getting down through Monroe and Harriman. That's that ongoing construction project, so do prepare for some slowdowns there. Traffic is moving slowly on the Cross Bronx West out by 3rd Avenue, but a stalled vehicle that was just cleared out of the way. Staten Island Expressway westbound, heading into Highland Boulevard. That's some ongoing road work. It looks like two lanes remain blocked. 440 at the Outer Bridge crossing. That's construction. Route 1 is a tough ride right now, getting out through Dean's Lane in South Brunswick. A car flipped over, medevac going to the scene. Again, the accident happened northbound on 1 by Dean's Lane. Southbound is also closed with this ongoing investigation heading right through that stretch. MTA Essential Subway Plan, that remains in effect. Sunny today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code AM970, buy one, get one free. What more I got to tell you? What more I got to tell you? I got to tell you, Christopher, get the MyPillow for Mike Lindell over there. You know what? You got to get the MyPillow because you will sleep well, that you can get duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, the mattress topper, and you buy one, get one free. From Mike Lindell? Are you kidding me? You go to the radio listener specials after you go to MyPillow.com, put in that promo code AM970, and you can buy one, get one free pricing. This is great. You got to go to MyPillow.com, please. Check this out. You want to call like the old days, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. We love Mike Lindell. You know, when we needed masks at the Trinitas Medical Center I told you about, we called Mike. I got the message. And I called Mike directly. I texted him. I said, we need masks. And done. I swear to goodness gracious, it had to be 2 weeks later, Trinitas got these masks that Mike is making in the MyPillow factories right now. This is a magnificent human being in Mike Lindell. He's a great patriot. and he's a man of strong faith, and he cares about you, and he gets radio. That's what I love about Mike. He gets the audience. He gets the intimacy as we speak now, so he's doing this for you. Buy one, get one free. And by the way, you could order Mike's book. If you order Mike's book at MyPillow.com, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, Mike will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Forget about it. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code, please, AM970.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. I'm always proud to be Rod Gilbert to the airwaves. He is a legend. One of the greatest athletes of all time. All-time leading scorer for the New York Rangers. In the Hockey Hall of Fame. All-around great guy. Rod, welcome back to the show, my brother. Great to have you with us, man.
I love to be with you, Joe. If you recall, like, we spent a lot of times together, whether it's a Ranger game, which you bust my chops with the Devils. Then we go to the Yankee games, and then we have some dinners with Mr. Ramira. You know, we have some relationship going, and I truly enjoy your show, and the rest of your staff do a wonderful job.
You know, Rod Gilbert, coming from you, you know, and again, you're a legend, and when I say one of the greatest athletes of all time, clearly, but your heart and soul is so with New York and so with the Rangers. You are Mr. Ranger. And when we go out together with Judy, your beautiful wife, we just have the best time. And I'm honored to be your friend, Rod. I really am, man. You know, and you know what's great about you, Rod? Before we get into, I got to get to what you want to chat about this morning. But when we go out, I say to you, listening, Rod Gilbert is there, and we're at an event, and we're at a suite at Yankee Stadium, and it's always for charity. Rod, you're a good MC, brother. You get up there, you say, okay, here we are. You know, who needs a hockey puck? Hockey puck, like Don Rickles. You really enjoy that. You enjoy the people when you get out and about, Rod Gilbert, yes?
I enjoy the stories. You know, like this is going to be like truly a big challenge for me and the Rangers, you know, as helped me with donated a suite for the All-In Challenge. Let me explain the cause of...
What's going on with this, please? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it would challenge every athlete, the sports teams, celebrities, artists, to join the All-In Challenge to provide food for those in need for the coronavirus crisis.
Sure.
You know, like, people are hungry out there. The children, the students that go to school, you know, the unemployed, we've got so many people that, especially the seniors, you know, we need to have someone to help them. And this foundation, the All-In Challenge, which was founded by Michael Rubin, just originated this, and it's a wonderful cause.
Yeah, so this is at a Rangers game. How can we find out about it, Rod? Is there a website that we could go to find out about it, or should we go online?
TheAllInChallenge.com.
AllInChallenge.com. Helping the Rangers. Rod, I'm telling you, and you know what I love? You did that stick tap in honor of the New York's first responders. That was awesome, man. And you put that on Twitter? Where you got your hockey stick out there and smacked it on the balcony of the building, huh?
Yeah, we do that at 7 o'clock, like in honor of all the essential workers and all the front, the people that are in the front line that they play with all of us, and they give me an assist so I can score the goal. You know,
yeah, that's great.
It's okay. Pass me the puck. Pass me your services.
And, yeah, not, it's beautiful that you.
New York. Unbelievable.
Hey, now you've also raised a lot of money for the Robin Hood Foundation. Tell us about the great work that they're doing, Rod Gilbert.
Well, the Robin Hood is something special. I think they've been established for a long, long time. And you know what? It comes from the Rangers as well, you know, like to help the people that are less fortunate. You know, they need support. They need money. So the Robin Hood, you know, they supply monies for about 30 charities, and they have these big dinners every year that they raise close to $100 million every night.
Wow.
But let me describe the challenge for you, Joe.
Sure, please.
There'll be like, there's a suite, a luxury suite. It's full of catered with food, drinks. You've been in the suite with me before.
The only reason I get in to Madison Square Garden is because I'm with you, Roger Bear. That's it, man. They let me in. And it's first class all the way. Yes, and Mr. Mira, of course. Please tell us what else. You get the suite, yes? And what else do you get?
We get the luxury suite. And then we've got the winner is going to be able to invite 15 guests, right? And then each one will receive their individual jersey signed by Brian Leach is joining me to host this beautiful crowd. And we're going to talk hockey during the play, and then in between periods, you know what we do. We do trivia. We tell stories.
So much fun.
We have
fun.
A lot of fun. And then the winner will receive like an autographed stick. You'll receive a framed Leroy Neiman signed by Lee Neiman and myself.
Wow.
So we're gonna have some type of fun, you know, this is very, very important, and I'm committed to it. And as I'm talking to you, Joe, I would like to hear some people write a bid. You know, go to All In Challenge and type Roger Bear, and they'll have my challenge.
We're great. We're gonna go there, Rod. Rod, I love you, man. You're great. You're all in challenge, and then they go to Roger Bear and you could .com, and you could bid on this great time. I've been at games with Roger Bear, this great legend. Hey Rod, I know you feel like telling us the hockey puck story with Don Rickles. Do you feel like telling us? That's one of our favorite stories, man, because that's why when you heard Rickles say, "Hey, hockey puck," that was because were on the Tonight Show, huh?
Yeah, he was on the Tonight Show, and I was on it with Tiny Tim, and the famous boxer Ernie Terrell. And what happened is like we brought a little net. The prop was a net, and I brought some hockey sticks and the hockey pucks in a big bag, and I put Don Rickles in the goal, and then I dressed him up as a hockey goalie with the goalie pads, with the mask, with everything. Except I didn't give him the jock strap. So what happened is I took a puck and threw it at him, and he caught it, and he said, "Wow." I said, "Mr. Rickles, what you're holding is a hockey puck. And you know how I could shoot that puck 100 miles an hour and place it at 4-inch square. That's how accurate I am." So, and I said, the trainer omitted to include the most important piece of equipment, which is a jock strap. Oh, my God, he went crazy. He said, "Are you nuts? You're going to hit me there?" This is how it started. And then he said, "Don't you be shooting there, you hockey puck."
And the rest is history, man. You wrote the ultimate line for Don Rickles. Rod, we love you. AllInChallenge.com. .org, probably, Rod. All In Challenge.
Type my name. Look for my name, and then you'll see all my challenge.
Okay.
And then you could place a bid, you know, like on the suite. It's very, very valuable because, you know, think about it. The suite itself could go for $20,000 at the Garden with 16 people and Brian Leach. And then we have, you know, 16 jerseys.
Wow.
Which is like a tremendous bonus. So, you know, we'd like to see a good bid, but more importantly, you know, the cause is to provide food for those in need, you know, during this crisis. So
God bless you, Rod. You're always giving back. Love to Judy. Rod, we love you, man. And thanks for doing the work that you're doing. The legend, Rod Gilbert, kind enough to join us on the radio. We'll check it out, Rod. And thank you. I'll see you at a game soon, Rod. Soon enough, indeed. Rod Gilbert, all-time leading scorer for the Rangers, a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame, allinchallenge.org. Look for Rod Gilbert, and you could get that. If you get a bunch of friends, you bid together, and you will have the time of your life going to a hockey game with Rod Gilbert. By the way, it's like Elvis when he walks into the Garden, man. It's Gilbert. It's the great Gilbert, you know? And it's a lot of fun, and it's for a good cause. God bless Rod Gilbert. 949, Debbie's out there looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning to our essential workers on the roads. And boy, we have a doozy for you on Route 1 this morning. Route 1 is subject to closure in both directions at Dean's Lane in South Brunswick. It's all due to an overturned vehicle. Medevac going to the scene. This is northbound 1 where the accident happened, right at Dean's Lane in South Brunswick. But the southbound side is closed as well with a lot of emergency activity trying to get to the scene over there. Let's see what else is happening out here this morning. If you're taking a ride to 440 by the Outer Bridge crossing, that's some ongoing construction to contend with. It's kind of busy on the Cross Bronx westbound, heading right out toward Jerome Avenue and the Staten Island Expressway as you head westbound. Right by Highland Boulevard construction, Grand Central Parkway East at Kew Gardens. They're doing some road work over there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know that about 70% of people who order the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, that's for $19.95, you try the product for 3 weeks, about 70% order it again, which means it's working. Pete and Seth Talbot are so proud of what they've accomplished with this tremendous product. I love Relief Factor. I love the family of people who bring the product to the world. I love the way it works. I like that it's all natural. It's not ibuprofen. It's not a prescription. It just works. It's made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals, goes to work on the pain, on the inflammation that causes pain. And again, the fact that the vast majority of people renew, that shows that it's effective. Try it. Just give it a shot. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, you know, follow the instructions. 3 packets the first week, you know, 2 packets the day the second. If it isn't working for you, notify them. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine and some clouds today. Breezy and cooler than recent days, our high 63. Increasing clouds tonight, though 46 in Midtown, 40 to 44 in most suburbs. Cloudy, cooler tomorrow with occasional rain and drizzle, mainly during the afternoon and evening hours, the high just 56. For Thursday, times of sun and clouds, breezy and milder. There may be a shower in a few spots, the high 65. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield. What is Rhino Shield? Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating that seals your house or business, looks just like paint, and has a 25-year guarantee, please. I Rhino Shielded my home. It's been a couple years now. Susan came out. It was the best time. I had the kids coming out, and they checked out what color they want the house in. And now that you're quarantined, I keep telling you, Susan has this great deal for you. She will offer 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of May, no matter when you want the job started. And even though New York still has that construction ban on, Susan has extended a great deal for you to consider. This, and look at this, no payments, no interest financing for a year. Are you kidding me? You got to call Susan today. You know, you're at in-house. You got the whole family with you. They're going to want to decide what color you want to Rhino Shield your home with or your business. And Susan will answer any question that you have. And it's a lot of fun. And I'm telling you, I told you this every time I tell you about Rhino Shield. When I look at the house, you know, I was out there checking the propane. You know, another thing I got to worry about in my house. Do I have enough propane for crying out loud? And I turned around. I came back, checked the propane. Yes, there's enough propane. But I walked down. I looked at the house, and I thought about talking to you this morning as I glanced at my house. Rhino Shielded, perfect. The one thing I don't have to worry about at my home is the Rhino Shield for 25 years. Are you kidding me? I so appreciate that. It's clean. It's crisp. It makes your house look brand spanking new. It looks freshly painted. You got to call Susan today. You know, we want you to support, if you would, local small businesses. Call Rhino Shield at 877-744-6608. It's 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joey on the radio. Wait. We got to do this. This is for Al. John Vito calling. Yes, for a long time
hey, what's
listener.
Going on, guys? I mean, hey, we hanging in, huh?
How are you doing,
yes,
John Vito?
All together.
Are you entertaining? Are you singing for the neighborhood? Entertaining
I want
the
to.
Neighborhood?
Joe, believe it or not, I've been trying for so many times. I have the role, the national anthem. Star Spangled Banner is right in right now. If you allow me, I do it for a minute.
Well, you know what? We never have enough time. We got enough time, and I don't want. With the national anthem, we got to stand and everything.
Right.
John Vito,
okay.
How is everybody? Let me ask you this, my friend. How is the family in Italy doing?
They're okay over there because he didn't go all the way down to the south. I said, you know, it's the center part in the world that gets really punished. Right here, my son went through it. I have my two sons, officers for the fire department. One of them got it was home. The other one, I don't know. And the other one is
you have sons in the FDNY, and one caught the virus, John Vito.
Oh, yeah. He was home for a week or two. He went back. He's back to work in a month already.
God bless you, brother. God bless you, and thank you for your service.
The officers, the two of officers, or the two of them, yeah.
Hey, John Vito, stay with me for a second. Stay with me for a second. So, my relative said the same thing, and we chatted with a gentleman yesterday from Italy, Gianluca, about the South was, I mean, not that they weren't affected, but the South of Italy did not get affected. It was mostly up north in the Lombardy region of Italy.
Because Milano, you take Milano as New York City, in other words. So everything got the center part, you know, got hit the most. And from there, all around, all the region of Lombardia, but in Puglia or Campania, where your family is from, it's more on the way out. You know, it's like a stream going out, and not too many people mingle in the main center. That's what it is.
Thank you for checking. When we have time, you got to do a nice Italian song for us when we're not at the end of the hour. It's John Vito, my man, with two sons in the fire department of New York, man. There's America's bravest right there. Thank God. Thank you, John Vito, for calling in. Thanks for your service for your sons in the FDNY. Commissioner Nigro doing a great job with his team over there. Hey, Joe on the radio, 957. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks so much for the show. I'm telling you, I don't know how we're doing it, doing it, man. And we got it. We got it. And Albert, thanks for making me laugh all morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for eating the Pop-Tarts in my ear. Appreciate it.
And Debbie, we love you. I'm telling you, so help me God, we're going to get through this. We like to think we're the oasis for you in the mornings. You check in, okay? We'll be back tomorrow, and we're going to get you through this. We will get through this. I admire all that you're doing. I admire your patience and your commitment to this great country, you know? God bless you. God bless your family. You know, God bless the United States of America and everybody around the world, because good will prevail over this evil. Make it a great day. Would you do that? Because you deserve it.
Views, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
51 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The boardwalk is open this morning on Bradley Beach. Officials posted the new notice on the borough website stipulating this applies to the boardwalk for exercise purposes. Also posted on the website a notice that seasonal beach badges can be purchased starting next Monday. Stocks are surging on Wall Street amid a rise of oil prices as investors are betting on rising demand. International benchmark Brent crude is up around 10% to just under $30 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate crude is up nearly 14% to $23.20 a barrel. At the opening bell, Dow Jones up more than 200 points. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 both up about 1%. New York City employees will continue handing out 7.5 million face coverings for free in another effort to slow the spread of coronavirus. About 5 million will be masks, while the rest will be cloth face coverings. The mayor says people putting on face coverings are taking small steps toward normalcy. Masks will be handed out at parks, NYCHA buildings, grab-and-go food sites, the Staten Island Ferry, and many other places around the city. The NHL still taking its time to make a decision on the draft. According to TSN, the league could decide this week or next whether to go ahead. The NHL may opt to use rules from the 2012 for the draft lottery, where only the bottom five teams will be eligible to earn the top overall pick. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside. If you are out, practice social distancing and wear a mask. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.